You see, for me, I was born and raised in the church, you know, and as a kid, you quite didn't understand it, but I promise you, man, I really appreciate it now, for real. I was born in the church, I was raised in the church. Ain't no walking, ain't no talking when they praying in the church. I'm devoted at the church, and I'm serving at the church. Get my offering, get my tithes every time I come to church.
Yes,
mama made me go to church, ain't no sleeping up in church. Mess around and get in trouble, get a whooping up in church. Wanna be free, come to church, and deliver, come to church. Before I gave my life to Christ, I was a sinner up in church. Man, they cooking at the church, but new members of the church. When they get their plate and leave, I'm gonna get me some dessert. Mama, daddy at the church, auntie, uncles at the church. Brother, sister, niece, and nephew, cousins all at the church. Man, they worship at the church, and they serve him at the church. Got that one faithful member always running through the church. Take communion at the church, what you doing up in church? Got a handful of crackers, cause you hungry up in church. Leaving work, going to church, leaving school, going to church. Leave the house, set in traffic, and I'm on my way to church. Monday night at the church, choir rehearsal at the church. Wednesday night, Bible study, and we meeting at the church. Sunday morning at the church, Sunday evening at the church. Can you please keep it down, thinking meeting at the church? Leaving church, going to church. Hey, at the church, at the church, at the church. Choir singing at the church, pastor preaching at the church. He was teaching, I ain't hooping, now they shouting at the church. 3 o'clock, we still in church. I was in my mama purse. Peppermint is all you got when you sitting up in church. I was raised in the church, just like my first birth. Daddy used to tell me all the time to keep going first.
Yes,
man, it's hot at the church, selling fans at the church, but they never own hot. Man, they playing at the church. Got the greeters at the church, got the urchins at the church. Better take off your hat when you're walking through the church. Do revivals at the church, get speakers at the church. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we still at the church. All the call at the church, this your chance at the church. Anything on your heart, you can leave at the church. Parking lot at the church, count a fool at the church. Better park in the rear so you can leave at the church. Leaving work, going to church, leaving school, going to church. Leave the house, set in traffic, and I'm on my way to church. Monday night at the church, choir rehearsal at the church. Wednesday night, Bible study, and we meeting at the church. Sunday morning at the church, Sunday evening at the church. Can you please keep it down, thinking meeting at the church? Leaving church, going to church. Hey, at the church, at the church, at the church. If you know you love your church, put your hand in the sky. Everybody represent like this. Let me hear you say, at the church, at the church, at the church, at the church. If you know you love your church, turn your radios up. Everybody represent like this. Let me hear you say, at the church, at the church, at the church, at the church. Leaving work, going to church, leaving school, going to church. Leave the house, set in traffic, and I'm on my way to church. Monday night at the church, choir rehearsal at the church. Wednesday night, Bible study, and we meeting at the church. Sunday morning at the church, Sunday evening at the church. Can you please keep it down, digging meeting at the church? Leaving church, going to church. Hey, at the church, at the church, at the church.
At the church, I'm telling you, we all can testify that. God bless you all, ADL family. This Sunday morning, we just give God the praise and we give God the glory. Listen, I'm not going to take too much time. I'm going to get ready to get out the way because we have some of our youth, my God, going to help praise God with us today. And we just thank God for each and every one of them. Listen, before they get ready to come on, I just want to, always thank our partners and listeners. So our partners and listeners, please make sure your youth and different ones, your children, please make sure they buy the phone or buy the radio broadcast or wherever way you are listening to us in. Listen, on next week, I want you to tune in all next week. All next week is going to be a blessing to your soul. 7 a.m., amen, is just going to be a blessing to you. We're going to be going into the areas of prayer. Amen. I'm going to be laying down a foundation, especially on Monday and also on Tuesday. Then we're going to start going into certain dimensions of prayer, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You don't want to miss it, or please tell families and friends, different ones, to get in it, because by Friday, amen, by Friday or Saturday, you're going to be into a place to where the understanding of your prayer life should be able to go out of the roof. Amen. Listen, if we have any youth that is on the line that you are part of the service this morning, I want you to press 1 on your phone. If you already pressed 1 on your phone, amen, if you already pressed 1 on your phone, don't worry about it. Don't press it again, because it will take you out of our box, amen. So everyone that is going to be a part of this morning, you need to go ahead and press 1 on your phone, amen. I see them lighting up right now. So God bless you. We're going to wait them all to get on, amen. Amen, amen. And please have your phone off of mute, amen. It's, you don't have to keep your phone on mute, because we'll take care of it from our dashboard, amen. So God bless you all once again. I'm going to go ahead and turn this part over to our very own. How you doing, Minister Monica? God bless you. God bless you, Minister Monica. Minister Monica, are you there? Amen. Minister Monica, if you are on, please go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. Hello, Minister Monica. Amen. We're having a little bit of issues going on. We're trying to bring her on the phone. Amen. Amen. So please, families and friends, we're getting a lot of feedback through the line. So make sure if you have two phones on in the house, it's going to only be one phone, like on a speaker. What happened is it will give us some feedback that it will come through the line. If you close to any type of radio device and different things like that, it will give us some type of feedback through the line. So you want to make sure you stay away from any two phones that is logged on that is broadcast at the same time. It will give us static and everything on the line. So, amen. And understand, all you please understand that if you begin to speak of different things, we will pick you up and hear you. So we thank God that you are on the line. So is Minister Monica plugged in now?
Yes, sir. God bless you, Papa.
All right. Hey. God
yes,
bless
sir.
You,
God
Minister
bless.
Monica.
What a mighty God we
amen.
Serve. He is Alpha and Omega. He is from everlasting to everlasting. God bless each and every ear that is tuned into Awakened Deliverance Ministry, Youth Sunday. Brought to you by our own Apostle Temple Sister and our First Lady, Lakeisha Sister. I hope you are ready for a high time in the Lord with Awakened Deliverance Ministry on Youth Department. Now we will begin. And we will start with Sister Shemaya Weaver giving us a welcome. God bless you, Sister Shemaya. Are you on?
Families and friends, amen, amen. Minister Monica, families and friends, I just want to pause it just for a second, because we want to hear everything that our youth is saying. Sometimes when you put the phone on speaker, I want to let you all know, when you talk through the speaker, you try to talk through the speaker, it's because of certain type of phones or reception, it can bring the sound or the interference through the sound. So when whoever that is going to come on this morning, I want you to take your phone off the speaker, and you have to talk directly in Then once you finish, you can put it back on speaker. Amen. And that will eliminate a lot of the quality of the sound. So please do that. Amen. So, Ms. Monica, we're going to start over again. I'm going to unmute all the lines back again. And we're just going to start over again with her. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. All right. Well, we're going to restart again. What a mighty God we serve. He is from Alpha and Omega. He is from everlasting to everlasting. God bless each and every ear that is tuned into the Awakened Deliverance Ministry Youth Sunday, which is brought to you by our own Apostle Temple Spencer and our wonderful First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. I hope you are ready for a high time in the Lord with the Awakened Deliverance Ministries Youth Department. Now, we will have a welcome by our sister Shamaya Weaver.
Good morning. I first want to give an honor to God, who is the head of my life. I'm Sharmaya Zakia, and on behalf of ADM of the Youth Department, I want to welcome you to ADM Ministry. I hope that you enjoy the word that comes forth today. I would like to give an honor and grateful welcome to Pastor and First Lady. Welcome to our Sunday service, and have a good Sunday. Welcome.
Thank you, Sister Weaver. Now we're going to keep it moving. We have a prayer coming on by Brother Keon Brooks. Brother Brooks, can you take us to the throne of grace?
Good morning, everyone. I would like to lead us in prayer this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brooks. Keeping it moving, we will have an Old Testament scripture by Sister Heaven Warren.
Good morning. Reading the Old Testament, Psalms 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within their gates. Oh, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love you. Peace by within thou walls and prosperity within thou palace. And compassion states, I will now say peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to keep it moving to the New Testament, reading by Brother Gabriel Johnson.
Good morning. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of enemies, and nothing shall be any means hurt you. notwithstanding, and rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because the name are written in heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gabriel Johnson, for that New Testament scripture reading. We're going to keep it moving unto our speaker that's going to be giving us the bread of life, to Elder Elect Jartagus Harris. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He's a young elder, and he is married to our own minister, Latika Harris. Even though Elder Harris is a young minister, God has laid his hand upon his heart at a very young age. Elder Elect Harris, if you talk to him with a general everyday conversation, he will usually tell you, if you have a problem, take it to the throne of God in prayer.
Amen. Before Elder Elect Harris come on, we got to get announcements out the way. God bless you all, and he'll be on just in a few. Amen. God bless you, First Lady. First Lady is going to come with all our announcements that we have. God bless you, First Lady.
Good morning, ADM. Good morning. I'm so thankful to have a moment with you all, to time to worship and fellowship and just get our minds centered. Just a few announcements. As always, remember the ADM family is here to support you during this time of this crisis and this global pandemic. We want to continue to make sure that you all are equipped with the essentials that are needed for this time. Remember, Sister Minister Harris is available before 8 a.m. or after 5 p.m. if you have a need that ADM can help out with. Please do not wait until the last minute. We want to continue to keep all of our bereaved families in prayer. We do realize that there's so much going on. There are so many people who are losing loved ones, and we want to just always keep them in our hearts, our minds, and our prayers. We realize that a lot of people are grieving, and for so many reasons, not only that their loved one has passed on, them not being able to properly bury them or just kind of have the proper through the transition of grief. So we want to take a moment out to just keep all of our bereaved families in prayer. And also we want to continue to just ask the Lord to keep all of our minds during this period. We do realize that we're still under a stay-at-home order, and it's difficult for a lot of us. A lot of us are out of work. A lot of us are laid off. A lot of us are just missing that fellowship, that communication, being able to touch and love on each other. So we don't want to take that for granted. We want the Lord to continue to keep our minds throughout this time. So therefore, continue to reach out to your families and friends to make sure that they're doing okay. Just give them a call and just say, hey, I'm thinking about you. We don't want to take for granted just because of whatever reason that you think that they're okay. They might just need someone to just send them a hello or a call or a text or whatever. So I just want us to just kind of take some time to think about someone else this week. And also, we want to continue to log on at 7 a.m. Minister Evangelist Elect Nita Ponton and Mother Jackson and Minister Elect Shan. They do an awesome job every morning assisting us with commanding our morning. And we want you all to get tuned in, get locked in. That way our morning will already be aligned with the spirit and allowing us to get everything that we need from that day. I just want to salute them for that. And without further ado, I want to take a moment because we have a birthday. We have a birthday on tomorrow. Our very own Mother Weaver. Yay! All right. Mother Weaver, we love you. We love you to life, and we want to continue to encourage you. We miss seeing you and your beautiful family, and we hope that tomorrow is one of the best days of your life, and that you continue to be with us for many, many more years. We're going to make sure that you get a birthday surprise sometime this week. But again, Mother Weaver, we say happy birthday. We celebrate your life, and we're so thankful that you're a part of our family. Well, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our apostle. Just remember, you all stay encouraged. We love you. We are so thankful for you. We want you to just continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. Listen. All ministers, please, round about, I say, 7 o'clock this evening, we want to get together, want to meet with you all. We're still going to keep moving forward into the things of next week, of this week. Last week, I want to take my hats off to all the leaders, especially the ones that was their first time talking or speaking on a platform internationally. Listen, if you haven't tried it, it is a little nervous and nerve-breaking, especially for your first time, knowing that you got thousands of individuals that is listening to you. Our youth is experiencing that today. So please bear with them. I know it was a lot of feedback, different things that was coming into the line and different things like that. You know, sometimes individuals get on this line, they think it's like a regular prayer line, but it's really not. It's really a broadcast that is broadcasting all over the world where thousands of people are listening in. And I want to thank God for our new listeners, faithful listeners, or that just adapted us as a church family. On last week, they really came on board, and I thank God for them as well. So they listening, I know they are. We thank God and appreciate you all as well. Welcome to the family of ADM. And we want to make sure we do whatever we can, even when even when things begin to set aside with this virus, we're going to make sure we keep you plugged in through social media. Families and friends, I just thank God for each and every one of you all once again, because it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Listen, before we get ready to bring our very own Brother Harris on, amen, to break the bread of life with us. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for with you all. My God, let's have a little worship just for a minute, and we're just going to thank God for what he is doing. Amen. My God, I know a songwriter say he's the name above all names. My God, and I know many of you could testify that this morning, that he's the name above all names. Regardless of what you done been through, regardless of what you done came through, you know that for a fact, he's the name above all names. Because I'm pretty sure that people that are listening all over the world, is those that is listening in to now, you already know that he's, my God, he's above all names because of the things that you done went through and the things that you done been through. Amen. I tell you what, let's take a few minutes and celebrate life and celebrate that the Father, he is not a man that he shall not lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall not repent. He said it, it has been delivered and manifest in our life that he is the name above all names. Amen. Let's take a few minutes and worship.
Amen.
Begin to worship as the songwriter begin to lay out and begin to worship. I want you all to do something for me. Please set your TVs on. Please come together as a family. Put your phone on a speaker, or if you're tuning in by way of internet, please turn the volume up. Amen. Because right after that, we're going to have our very own Elder-elect Harris going to break the bread of life with us. Amen. But I don't want you to miss any words or anything that is said that can help you on this coming week and help you with your breakthrough. Amen. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take an intermission break, and let's go ahead and give the Father some glory. Amen. Then we're going to come right back on. As soon as it goes off, our Elder-elect Harris is going to come on. He's the name above all names. God bless you.
Name above all names. You are glorious and worthy. He who was dead, he is alive. He reigns forever. He is the Christ. He is the prophet. Lifted high. The prophet. Glorified. The prophet. Magnified. Lifted high, the ball.
the name above all names. We just give God the glory, because in the midst of this this trying time, we can put the name on Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you right now, it's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. My God, once again, God bless you. He's the name above names. Families and friends, I hope you're ready. Our international partners and listeners, thank God for each and every one of you. So you might as well just go ahead and do the same, regardless of whatever your time frame may be. God bless you once again. Elder Elect Harris, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, everyone. God bless you. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because he is worthy to be praised. I don't know about y'all this morning, but I'm glad when they said to me, let the doors of the church open, even if you're at your house, by radio, even if you're by your house, by internet, we still got to give God praise this morning. If he woke you up this morning, you are blessed. If he woke you up this morning, you are truly blessed. So I just want to talk to y'all this morning. Stop stressing and rest. We inhabit an interconnect world that never slows down and never shuts off. The world tempts you to stay up late watching the news or surfing the internet or checking out social media or gaming or doing countless other activities that gobbles up your time and distract you from more important tasks. But too much late night screen time robs you of something you need very badly. And we all know what we need, and that is sleep. Are you going to bed at a reasonable hour and sleeping through the night? If so, you're both wise and blessed. But if you're staying up late with your eyes glued to the screen, you're putting your long-term health going on. What's going on in the world? You know, I'm going to share something with you before I get in it. I used to have an issue of going to sleep. I only slept for 4 hours, maybe 2 hours, because I felt like I was missing something. I felt like, you know, if I go to sleep, I'm going to miss out what's going on. Sometimes I used to have to pick up my phone and see what's going on. My mama used to say, why are you so nosy? Go to bed. I used to be nosy. I used to sneak and talk on the phone, or, you know, do stuff I ain't had no business doing, because my mind was wandering. I had a wandering mind, and that's what's wrong with us today. We wander too much, and sometimes when you wander too much, that means you're worried, and when you're worried, you begin to start stressing. I'm going to give you the definition of stress. Stress, a state of mental or emotional strain or tense, adverse, or very demanding circumstances. That means you're stressing over something you ain't got no business stressing over. Rest, cease work or movement in order to relax, refresh oneself, or recover strength. How many of y'all do y'all come in home when you get off work? Do you take a moment to yourself? Oh, I think I'm preaching to myself. How many of y'all come in the house and take a moment, 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, to get to grasp your thoughts? Because, you know, you done came outside from all different attitudes, all different issues, different people with attitudes, and you don't take a moment to choose off, put your feet up on the bed, or just have a moment talking to the Lord. See, sometimes you got to rest your mind upon God. I'm going to say it again. You got to rest your mind upon God. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you what? Rest. It is saying, lay your issues and problems at the feet of the Lord so you can rest. Because Psalms 23, verse 2, it also says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. We also know in the International Version, it says the quiet waters. Excuse me. We have to understand that every single time you pray to God, there's a rest. There's a rest in him. Because when you enter into the Lord of thanksgiving, you begin to rest. That's when you begin to have the joy of the Lord. That's when you begin to have a communion with the Lord. That's when your strength will come back. That's when your fire being reunited. That's when you begin to gather all your thoughts. That's when you begin evaluate self. See, when you evaluate yourself, when you're in the midst of everything, when you're stressing, see, sometimes we got to stay quiet, turn everything off, and have a moment with the Lord. You know, when we used to listen to the radio station on V103, it was a lady called Joyce Littell. She said she would talk to you, straight to you, unraw, uncut. She'll say, turn your TV off. Rewind, sit back, listen to the quiet storm, and it was the way she was soothing, and that's how the Holy Ghost, it was soothing you. If you allow him to cultivate your mind, if you allow him to have his way in your life, in your house, see, sometimes when your children is acting crazy, that's when you got to come in a place of your house, and God, what's going on in your life, God will fix it. He's a redeemer. Do you know that? Do you know that? See, sometimes we get caught up on our emotions. You got to turn your emotions off. The apostle told me, he said, sometimes you got to stop running from your issues. Stop stressing. Face your issues. Face it. You will never find rest if you continue to dive and delve in it. Come on now. There are many burnt out people who think more it's always better who damn it unspiritually to say no. Oh, y'all didn't hear what I said. There are many burnt out people, I'm going to say it again, burnt out people who think more is always better, who damn it unspiritually to say no. We have to learn to the word no instead of saying yes. I'm going to say it again. If you already swept the trash up under your rug, then why do you think I'm going to let you come back in and track dirt in my house? My mama used to beat our butt if we bring trash to the house. Guess what? If the house ain't clean, guess what? She'll wake us up. So that's what God is doing. God is trying to wake you up from that pity party. He's trying to wake you up from that place. I can't do this. I'm all alone. No, you're making yourself alone. You're isolating yourself. See, the prayer of the righteous prevails much. That means you will prevail if you call on God. You will prevail if God gives you the guidance. You will prevail if you just lean to the Lord, not to your own understanding, because our understanding will get us messed up. Come on. See, sometimes you got to stop having your heart on your sleeve and start putting your heart in between your chest cavities. God didn't intend for you to wear your emotions out on your face. God didn't intend you to allow you to fall under pressure. God didn't intend you. See, sometimes, let me rephrase that. Sometimes God applies the pressure till you get it. Oh, y'all didn't hear what I said. He applies the pressure until you get it. See, warning comes before destruction. If God led someone on their heart to speak something and tell you, God said, the Lord, do this, you need to get that, this, that, that. God just gave you instructions. See, the problem is we ignore the instructions because it ain't what you want to hear. It ain't so you can get it, because if you ain't going to get it, guess what? You're going to keep getting on a whooping, a whooping, a whooping. See, stress don't come. God don't bless mess, and he sure don't stress you. See, God is a God of peace, love, and joy. I'm going to say it again. That's the fruits of the Spirit. See, we sitting around here focusing on everything that's on TV. When the last time you had a communion? When the last time you had a conversation with God? When the last time you took a walk with the Lord? When the last time you talked with him? When the last time you told him, I love you, Lord. I need you, Lord. When the last time you cried out to him? That late at night, sometimes when you get up out of your sleep, what do? You try to fix it and you try to drain your problems. That ain't how we do it. That ain't how God works. You can't just pick him up. You can't just pick him up. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which transcends understanding will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It's saying you will find rest in the Lord and get the understanding what he requires in your life and he wants for your life. But you have to guard your heart, mind, in the Spirit of the Lord. Meaning, once you pray, don't bring the same old mess. Don't keep bringing bringing the same old drama. Do you know the enemy laughs at you when you sitting up here oh, crying out to God? Oh, get this Jezebel spirit. Oh, this warlock. Oh, right. Oh, Lord, get this out of my life. And the enemy sitting up here laughing at you like, you crazy. I don't take you serious. That's why you're catching hell in your life. See, we got to start dibbing and dabbing. Once you're going to be totally sold out for God, you got to be sold out for God. You can't be sometimes. The only time things change is when the weather changes, when the season changes, summer, spring, fall, and winter. God does not change. He stays the same. You have to get house together. If your house ain't in order, your life ain't in order. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on now. Hallelujah. Stop stressing and rest. When you rest in the Lord, there's peace. Stop stressing and rest. When you rest the Lord, there's joy. Stop stressing, rest. When you rest in the Lord, he protects you. Stop stressing and rest. When you rest in the Lord, he hides you from your enemy. Stop stressing and rest. When you rest in the Lord, he will guide you. Stop stressing and resting. When you rest in the Lord, he's a mind regulator. Stop stressing and rest. When you rest in the Lord, he's a heart fixer. Stop stressing and rest. When you rest in the Lord, he's a healer. God specializes in giving people a fresh start. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. God specializes in giving you a fresh start. Phone by of internet, in the phone, that's international. I declare that decree that God will give you a fresh start. Stop thinking about your past. Stop pulling up your past. See, the only way you lift weights is when you exercise. But when you're in the grace of God and in the mercy of God, everything, the weight of the world, false burden, false hope, it all vanished because you're going to come into the things of God. You become into the mysteries of God. You become a new creature in him. You begin to walk different. You begin to talk different. Things don't look the same to you because you ain't stressing no more. You're not worrying no more. See, when you can look in the mirror and smile at yourself and tell yourself, God is able to do it exceedingly and abundantly if you just believe, if you seek his face in the kingdom of God and everything else will follow. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. That's the fresh start of God. See, the commercial plan, so when the lady used to clean every time and everybody would come in and say, whoo, the lady say, pine salt, baby. That lets you know that there's a new fragrance in God trying to put a new smell in you, a new walk in you. Stop picking up old things. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. The more comfortable we are, comfortable we are with mysteries in our journey, the more along the way. The more you're comfortable who you are, the more you're comfortable who you are in Christ Jesus, the more you're comfortable in your walk with God, the more you'll be comfortable, the more you're comfortable in you. See, I always tell people, if you don't have confidence, you don't have power. Confidence is power. And if you have confidence, that lets you know that your faith, see, all it takes a little seed, a grain of seed of a mustard seed. If you could see how small that seed, guess what? When a farmer is out there planting, he knows, I got to get prepared for spring. I got to get prepared for the summertime because that's my money maker. So I'm going to plant this seed. See, when you plant your seed in the ground, it got no other choice but to what? Grow. See, guess what? See, you can't worry about if you see a person on the corner saying they're hungry. Guess what? If God placed it on your heart to give to that person, don't worry about where that money coming from. Don't worry about it. But guess what you just did? You just planted a seed. And when you planted a seed in somebody, I don't care if it's money, words of encouragement, pushing somebody, guess what? You're going to reap your harvest. You can't worry about it. You can't get in a place of being weary or being stressed out because God is not stressing you. You're stressing yourself. Put yourself in the things of God. Plant yourself. If you ain't in no church, plant yourself in the word of God and get in a place where you can be cultivated. Where you won't walk in error. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14, verses 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. As the world gives it, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. I'm going to say it again. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. It is saying, when you are in Christ, he does not have a restriction on your peace, nor his peace can be duplicated. So why do we forget everything whenever the world is applying pressure due to the crisis? I'm going to say it again. Why do we forget? Why do we forget? See, the enemy is planting seeds of anxiety and fear. See, when you get anxiety and fear, do you know you're destroying your flesh? The Lord speaks about in the book of 1 Corinthians where it talks about don't defile your temple, meaning I don't care if you're smoking or you're drinking, even though it's not part of the Lord. When you're stressing, you're destroying your temple. You're bringing high blood pressure. You're bringing the diabetes. You're bringing all these other sickness that you're trying to figure out. Then you ask God, why me, Lord? Why is going on? Why I arm yourself down? See, I get so caught up in prayer, well, to the point I begin to start saying, he said, don't come into my presence. That lets me know that you're not comfortable in me. You're not comfortable. See, sometimes when the Holy Ghost lay on you, it's a weight of his glory sits on you. And when the weight of his glory sits on you, that lets you know that you just made a connection. It's because you come into him in his spirit and in truth. See, you can't come to him with that fake funky junk that you're doing. See, you can't have that spanking thinking. You can't be sitting up here how you talk to your homegirls on the phone about gossiping. God don't listen to that. God wants you to come into him as you are. You know the church always say, come as you are. But do you know if you come to God as you are, do you know he washes away everything? He washes away your sins. He washes away your issues. He washes away everything. But you got to have a heart that's open to him. God is not a God that will force himself like some people do. God is a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a God that will show up and show out in your life. But you got to stop worrying. That's what's wrong with us. We worry. We stress. We fearful. God is not a God for fear. Let me tell something with you. We don't survive so many crises. The 9/11. Come on now. I just want to bring something to you. We don't survive the bird flu, the Zika virus, the Ebola. We don't survive the Spanish flu. We don't survive the flu, other symptoms. We have survived HIV and AIDS. We have survived. Why is God, why is you losing your mind and thinking God is not here? He is here like ever before. He said the last day his spirit was spread out among this world. This is the time where you get in the place with God and stop stressing and rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Damn, fear does not operate with the things of God, because Isaiah 43, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God is actually commanding us not to fear or worry. The phrase fear not is used at least 80 times in the Bible, most likely because he knows the enemy used fear to decree our hope and limit our victory. When God as your partner, you can overcome any obstacles. When you place your fear in the hands, you have absolutely nothing to fear. I'm going to say it again. When God as your partner, you can overcome any obstacles. When you place your fear, your future in his hands, you have absolutely nothing to fear. The more you pray, the less stress you feel. So pray more and worry less. I'm going to say again. So pray more and worry less. And if your fuse is chronically short, you need to charge it up. Or if you're always tired, for raise, you need a little more shut eye. Come on now. If you get agitated and you're snapping on everybody, go to sleep. Try this experience and turn off the TV and go to bed at a reasonable hour. You may feel amazing how good you feel when you get 8 hours of sleep. Stop stressing. Get your rest. I hope this blessed you. I am truly blessed. I thank God for everyone that took to listen. I thank the apostle, the first lady. I also thank my wife. I thank everybody that was on here, and I hope y'all blessed. I turn this over back to the apostle.
Amen, amen, and that's all I can really say, and we can stay on that is amen and amen. Listen, you know, it's nothing more to be said, and, you know, I usually try to open up the prayer lines. I think this is one of the messages to where if you apply it, you're going to see the results in it in your life. If you apply, try to get more, other words, chill out. You know, other words, just chill out and understand that God is your provider and God is in control. So, you know, I just bless God for Elder Harold just giving that, breaking that wisdom in this now time, because that is great words. Many of us, even today, we need to apply that in our life for we to be able to chill out, you know, begin to just rest, begin to chill out. So I declare and decree that you will just begin to practice even on this week, and we're going to help you this week, for you to just relax and chill out, and God is in control. Amen. Just go to sleep, like our elder was saying. Just go ahead and go to sleep. Amen. It reminds me of a story in the Bible where Jesus was on this ship, and it was a whole bunch of chaos. The rain, it's almost like it painted the scene like they was in a hurricane. Amen. It painted the scene like they was in a hurricane, wind raining and everything. And apostles and the disciples was on that boat. They was like, oh, man, what are we going to do? They told us they're going to die. Then they say, well, you know, let's go and wake Jesus up. Through all that, Jesus was what? He was asleep. They had to wake him up, and Jesus just looked at him, you know, oh, ye of little faith, amen. And he had to speak to the elements and say, peace be still. Well, we're challenging you, everyone, and everyone that is listening all over the world. I want you to begin to speak to your situation, tell it, be still. Why are you going to be able to speak to it, and you'll be able to believe and understand it's going to work out? Because your relationship is in the Lord. The Lord says, I'm not a man that I shall not lie, nor the son of man that I shall not repent. So he's not. Amen. So I want you to begin to speak to your situation, speak to your circumstances, and understand that God is going to see you through. My God. Listen, it's been a blessing, family, and I want you all listen. All next week, we're going to be into prayer. We're going to be in the prayer. But today, just go ahead and relax and chill out. Amen. We're going to be into prayer. Listen, also starting on Monday, we're going to also be in consecration. If you really want to take your prayer life to the next level, and you're going to take your prayer life into the next place within God, I want you to apply everything that we're going to be able to, all the instruction we're going to give to you. Make sure you get ready to start consecrating on next week. We're going to consecrate that whole week as we into prayer and into the things of prayer. It's going to bless your soul. Amen. It's going to bless your soul. I don't know, First Lady, do you have any closing remarks that you'd like to tell our family? I think she's a little shy, y'all. She got quiet on me. I don't know. Amen. Amen. If that be said, we're going to bring our very own Minister Monica back on and go ahead and close us out. God bless you, Minister Monica.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Elder Elect Taylor gave a mighty word. Hallelujah. I thank you, all the youth that came on. You did a wonderful job.
Yes.
Please
job.
Prepare
Great
for
job.
The future. Please prepare for the future. You are the future church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Apostle, I appreciate you for giving us this opportunity for our youth. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I wish everybody a blessed, blessed, blessed day. And don't forget to rest. Hallelujah. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Once again, I'm with Minister Monica. you, God bless you all. Let me tell you something. No, it's not easy. It can be nerve-breaking, but we're going to keep having these more times with the youth so they can come on. And I'm telling you, listen, world, I want to let y'all know. Listen, world, one thing about our new youth, and we love our youth, and I'm not boasting or whatever, but I'm telling you, I'm proud of our youth in ABM. They know the word. Trust me, they know the word, and they will go in a conversation with you about the word. So I thank God for them as well. Amen. So until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we thank God for you. God bless you, youth. My God, enjoy your day. Stop stressing. Go ahead and rest. Amen. Remember, ministers, at 7 o'clock this afternoon, 7 o'clock this evening, we're going to meet for a couple of minutes. God bless you on the meeting line. God bless all of you. Amen.
Grew up in the streets, followed the guidelines. You can't shine if you sitting on the sidelines. So let's rewind time so you can see what defines I. My adolescence, full of rage and my confessions. Teacher teaching, but somehow I never got the message. I looked up to the hustlers and not the heavens. They pulled me in, I was 11, see my transgression. It's hard to be positive when your pocket's on recession. It's depressing. So I chose to bang. I love my gang, I love to hang, and I'm sure I made my mama sad when I told her I'd never change.
But I've been changed because you died, because you wanted to. And I've been changed because you died, because you wanted to. Your love, your love, your love, it changed my life.
I was told I need to change for the better, but I felt like getting changed was better. I heard, don't worry, son, things will get better, but how can I change when I'm under this weather? I mean, the block's hot, soul's cold, feel like I can't win. Something inside once more, but I hold it in. So I keep on struggling, the good and bad keep hustling. Till Christ said, let me in, and no longer will I be blind. Don't be conformed by the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That intervention was divine, that did more than just take that as a sign. Cause he erased my rewind, my mind was confined. Now my spirit's set free, I truly see his love for mankind. So can you see, I was lost, now I'm found. The chains are unbound, the Savior gave his life for me. Now I write.